I wanted to talk to you today about Paro's birthday, or about birthdays in general. In this week's parsha, we're going to learn about a special seuda that was made in order to commemorate the birthday of Paro. And the question we want to raise is, what is the general hashkafa and the halacha regarding birthdays? Is there any Jewish recognition of the significance of a birthday? And if so, how does that significance express itself? What's the hashkafa behind it? Are there any obligations that are incumbent upon a person on his birthday? So those are the questions that we want to ask.
Guys, quiet. Sorry.
Now, one of the minhagim that are very commonplace in the non-Jewish world is the celebration of birthdays. I don't have a birthday coming up. I don't know if anybody does. I wish them a happy birthday. And the question is whether or not this custom of celebrating a birthday is what we call chukas hagoyim. This is something that comes from the non-Jews, from Paro and others, as we'll soon see. And it has no reflection, no significance in Jewish law, and perhaps even on the contrary, Jewish law should be opposed to these kind of celebrations insofar as we are imitating the goyim. Now,
sir, why is the Rav saying it's chukas hagoyim?
Because we're going to try to see that the original, if you hang in with me, the original custom to commemorate a birthday had to do with idolatry, and it's called Yom Ejom. It has to do with their celebrations of certain calendar dates that reflect idol worship. And we don't find anything really clear or explicit in Chazal about birthdays, and we're really tempted to think that somehow the custom of birthdays evolved in Jewish law, in Jewish life, from the Goyim.
Okay, I mean, the Rav's not saying that there's a problem with acknowledging a birthday. I mean, certainly from this, we have to acknowledge the passage of time.
But I'm talking about, we're talking about birthday celebrations. To commemorate a birthday with a seuda, a special party, you know, invite your friends and everybody wishes you a happy birthday. Is that a Jewish thing? It certainly cannot be derived from Paro. We don't derive too much from Paro in Aloch, as you know. So that this parsha of Vayeshev records the celebration of Paro's birthday, is that giving us an insight into the fact that a birthday is significant? Or on the contrary, is it telling us stay away from birthdays because that belongs to Paro, it doesn't belong to us? And believe it or not, this is going to become a bone of contention over the course of Jewish history. And let's read the pasuk. The pasuk says in Parshas Vayeshev, Vayehi bayom hashlishi yom hu ledes es Paro, Vayas Mishtel Chol Avadav. This is the Yom Huledes celebration that is mentioned in the Torah. It does not seem to have any parallel anywhere else in Tanakh, and certainly not amongst Chazal. So that the concept of commemorating a Yom Huledet, a birthday with a celebration, seems to come from the Goyim. And if you take a look at the Mishnayos at the beginning of Masechta Avodah Zarah, which is the first source on your page, it says, Elu Edehem Shel Goyim. These are the celebrations of the idol worshippers. And it goes through various occasions on which the idolatry worship, the idol worshippers celebrate. That's called Yom Ed Yam. And on the list is something called Yom Ginusya. Now, Yom Ginusya, if you take a look in the Bar Tanura, is Yom Shemamidin Bo Melech. So Yom Ginusya, we're going to see another interpretation of Yom Ginusya, but according to the Bar Tanura, Yom Ginusya is the day on which the king was appointed. That is the inauguration of the king. In today's world, maybe it's more common that we have an inauguration of a president, but that's called Ginusya. Then the Mishnah continues by mentioning Yom HaLeda. And the Bar Tanura says Yom HaLeda means Yom Shenolad Bo Melech. And this is listed amongst the days on the calendar which were celebrated by the idol worshippers in the context and part of their idol worship. Yom Shenolad Bo Melech. In fact, the Yerushalmi, right there at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, when it mentions Yom Ginusya Shel Melachim, quotes the pasuk from our parasha, Vayehi Bayom HaShlishi Yom Hu Ledeses Paro. So in other words, whereas the Bavli, or at least the Bar Tanura, understood that there are two concepts here. One is called Yom Ginusya, and the other is called Yom Leda. But the Yerushalmi reads it as one flowing sentence, that Ginusya means the day of Yom Leda. Again, both the Bar Tanura and the Yerushalmi agree that we're talking about the Melech, the king. But whereas the interpretation of the Bar Tanura is that Yom Ginusya is the day in which the king was appointed king, inaugurated as king, and Yom Leda is the day which the idol worshippers celebrate because it was the day on which the king was born, the Yerushalmi says the Yom Ginusya is the Ginusya of Leda. Ginusya means the celebration of the kings. And what kind of celebration? Why are we celebrating the kings? It's because it's their Yom Leda. And therefore, the Yerushalmi quotes the pasuk in our parasha regarding Paro. Vayehi biyom hashlishi yom huledes es Paro. Now, the question I want to raise with you is, does the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, which according to both the Bar Tanura and the Yerushalmi is referring to some sort of context, some sort of framework of idol worship, does that therefore exclude any Jewish content or any significance from our perspective, other than a negative one, for a birthday? And what I'd like to learn with you is the Pnei Moshe. The Pnei Moshe is the very important commentary on the Yerushalmi. And he writes that Yom Ginusya is Yom Leda Shel HaMelech, which means that the Yom Huledes that's mentioned in this Mishnah in a very negative framework as the Yom Eda of Ovdei Kochavim means that the idol worshippers would designate a certain day as a holy day in their idolatrous calendar. And which day was that? That was the birthday. The birthday of whom? The birthday of the king. And the Yerushalmi goes out of its way here to quote the original birthday, the first birthday party, which was that of Paro here in Parshas Vayeshev. So at this point, I have to submit to you that the argument in favor of birthday parties is very, very shaky. The argument against birthday parties is a lot more solid, if you will. Now, I want to study with you this concept of a Yom Mishteh, a Yom Oledes, Yom Mishteh of Avodah Zarah. And Paro himself, of course, made himself into an Avodah Zarah, Rashi says in Chumash, from the perspective of a sefer called Derech Sicha. Now, please remind me at the end of the shiur that I want to tell you who authored the book Derech Sicha. Right now, I want to keep it in suspense. The Derech Sicha writes the following: Bechol Libi, with all my heart, ka'asti, I got angry, al hamavarchim, those who come to bless me, levarcheni biyom huladati, ulesamcheni bo. When people come to give me joy, to rejoice with me on my birthday, and they bless me on my birthday, I get very angry at them. Umargola b'fi, and the words that I use in my, you know, it's not clear whether he says this to these people or he thinks it, is lomotzinu simchas yom huledes b'sfar makadoshim. We don't find any holy work that speaks about the simcha of a birthday, other than Leidas Paro. So the greatest simcha that we find with regard, and the only simcha with regard to Yom Holedes, is in the Torah with regard to the birthday of Paro. So what? And now I want to quote to you another source, which is the Minchas HaLozer. The Minchas HaLozer, which you'll see on page 2 of Yomar Makomos, was authored by the Munkacher Rebbe, and he gave a special drasha in shul, which is brought down in a sefer which he authored called Divrei Torah. And in that sefer, the Munkacher Rebbe says that on the Yom Huledes of the Tsar of the Republic, in other words, like the Tsar was appointed the head of the country, and now he's celebrating his birthday party. Hanodol miskav bechol ha'olam, the midas tuvo v'yishraso. He says that even though this particular Tsar is benevolent, he's not a tyrant against the Jews, but nevertheless, he says, Madua, why have we adopted this minog, lachgog, to celebrate Yom Huledes? So Joe, you asked me before, people come to me and they say, happy birthday, is that a problem? Well, we just saw in the Sefer Derech Yeshara, Derech Sicha, which I'll tell you about later, who says that he got angry at people who came to be mevarechim on his birthday. He's not even talking about a celebration with a Suda. And now we're looking at the Minchas HaLozer, the Munkacher, for any Hasidic members of our party today. And the Munkacher Rebbe says that I don't get why it is that we've adopted a date of celebration from the Umos HaOlam, from the nations of the world. Vehine, Yom Huledes Eitzel Bnei Yisrael, Lo Shamanu Mi Rabosenu, Vi Avosenu Akadoshim, Zechusam Yogin Olenu, Lasos Kein Simchas Yom, B'Yom Toldosa. We haven't found amongst our rabbis, amongst our forefathers, the holy giants of Jewish history, that they established a simcha on the day of their birth. Vatam, the reason why they never did so, poshut nireh mirov an venosam. Now here the Minchas HaLozer is throwing a curveball into our discussion. Because up until this point, when we saw the Derech Sicha, we got the impression that we are imitating the Yom Huledes of Paro, and that imitation itself is a problem of Bechukos HaGoyim. But the Minchas HaLozer adds a whole other dimension to the picture. He says that the reason why we don't celebrate a birthday is because of our anava, our humility. How so? That's not readily apparent. Why is it that we ignore a birthday, as the Gedolei Yisrael did throughout the generations? He calls them the Rabboseinu and Avoseinu HaKadoshim. Why is that humility? Is this an expression, a manifestation of humility if you don't celebrate a birthday? He says it is. Why? Because the Gemara tells us in Masechta Erevin, which you'll see here on the first page that I gave you, on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that there was a gigantic debate that raged in the academies of Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai for 2.5 years. Halalu Omrim, one school of thought was of the opinion that Noach lo liyadam shelo nivra Yosef mishenivra. Halalu Omrim, another school of thought, Noach lo liyadam shenivra Yosef mishelo nivra. And Nimnu v'gamru, the final conclusion after fighting this out for 2.5 years, was Nimnu v'gamru, Noach lo liyadam shelo nivra Yosef mishenivra. We would be better off had we not been born than being born. Because the challenges of 613 mitzvahs are so awesome and so overwhelming that who could withstand the temptation to violate chas v'shalom any of these mitzvahs? There's so many opportunities to fall prey to the Yetzer Hara, and therefore we're going to accrue a whole bunch of criminal records here, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin that Abai boasted about the fact that he was born without any parents. And Rashi explains why, because he didn't have the opportunity to violate the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em, which is impossible. There's no way that you could not, at some point in your life, violate the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. So better not that he didn't have parents. And here too, the Gemara's final conclusion is Noach lo liyadam shelo nivra. And he says that Zehu rak b'Yisrael, the reason why we avoid celebrating a birthday is because being born, is that a reason to celebrate? Noach lo liyadam shelo nivra, Yosef mishenivra. It'd be better off if we weren't born. So how are you going to celebrate your birthday? And he says that that's a Jewish idea, because we accepted upon ourselves, Nasa v'nishma, to observe meticulously 613 mitzvahs. You ask me about the goyim? So zayin gezunt and stark, let them go ahead and celebrate their birthdays. They only have 7 mitzvahs. And those are pretty easy. And therefore, we're not going to say about a guy that the final psak is Noach lo liyadam shelo nivra. Because they have the opportunity of gaining a tremendous schar, that's what we call chassidi u'masa olam. And therefore, the Tsar of the Republic, says the Michas Chinuch, he and his birthday can be celebrated because that's the day in which he was born. And it's, you know, the statistical probabilities of his succeeding in this world are great. And therefore it makes sense that, you know, they will celebrate this mazel tov of a birthday. But as far as Jews are concerned, we have a mitzvah anova. We're not going to boast, yeah, we fulfilled the 613th mitzvahs. It was worth, the experiment was worth it, it paid off. We're going to say on the contrary, there are so many challenges that we have to face and we were not successful. So just to summarize, Rabbi, so we have two different reasons, two different approaches that lead us to the same identical negative conclusion about birthdays in Judaism. The first is the Derech Sicha, and he's building it mostly on what we call Chukas HaGoyim. We are simply imitating the Goyim. And the second is the Minchas HaLuzer. I don't know how to pronounce it the way the Hungarians pronounce it, but from Munkat, and he is saying that the issue is, what do you mean a birthday is an occasion for celebration? On the contrary, we would be better off if we weren't born, and that's a reflection of Jewish anava. In the ethics of Judaism, we feel that the challenges are too awesome, they're too great, the mountains are too great to climb. And that's the Tariq Mitzvahs. The Goyim? Let them celebrate birthdays. Let Paro celebrate a birthday. Let's celebrate the Republic, you know, the Sarah Republic's birthday. Because, you know, with Goyim, they got 7 mitzvahs. It's no big deal. We can really assume that they will fulfill, you know, the Noach lo liyadam shenivra, Yosef mishenivra. And this last opinion of the Munkacha was accepted by the Kloisenberger Rebbe. And you know a little bit of the history of the Kloisenberger Rebbe. And he writes in his Tshuva Sefer, which is called Divrei Yatziv, Ube'emes, Eitzal Avoseinu HaKadoshim, Zchusa Mitogen Oleinu, Lo Re'inu, Shechagugu Yom HaLeida. They did not celebrate their birthday. My father, Zichron Rocha, didn't even know his birthday. The Eze Simcha. No, I'm not joking with you. It's a funny kind of thing. Back in Europe, a birthday was nothing. And by the way, Again, and this is off the record, I should really shut off the recorder, but my father told me there was no such thing as a bat mitzvah back in Lithuania where he was born. They never heard of a bat mitzvah. A bar mitzvah meaning that you brought out a piece of kichel and maybe you opened up a barrel of herring, and the bar mitzvah said a pshetel, and that was the end of it. Today I hear people who come to Eretz Yisrael to celebrate a bar mitzvah for a week. And they bring with them a whole entourage of people, plus all their local friends. They go away for a whole week, and every day is another celebration. They go to this, they go to that, they go to this hotel, and they go on this teal and that teal. That's a bar mitzvah. I went to a bar mitzvah once in New York City. Somebody whispered to me that this bar mitzvah costed something between 60 and 70,000, not Canadian dollars.
US dollars.
And it's a lot more than a couple of pieces of kichel and herring, but be that as it may, certainly the birthday boy was not a big deal. And my father didn't know his birthday. We somehow figured out that he was probably born in February. So we commemorated his birthday somewhere in February. We arbitrarily took a day. And when he got to America on this ship, my sister has a picture of the ship. My father was not on that ship at that time when the picture was taken. But my father actually came to the shores of New York in the same ship. And when he got to New York, they asked him what his birthday is. So he came up with a date somewhere in February. So Tzolzayin Azoy, you know what I'm saying? Anyway. So the Divrei Yitziv says that we're not going to celebrate birthdays, and Avosenu, our holy forefathers, never celebrated birthdays, and Noach lo liodom shelo nivra Yosef mishen nivra. So Rabosai, after hocking you for the last 20 minutes that Judaism is not excited about birthdays, I want to present another side to the coin. And if you're a Sephardi, you'll be happy to hear that the Ben Ish Chai was a big fan of birthdays. Again, it's not going to help me too much because I don't paskin usually like the Ben Ish Chai. Right? But he writes the following, and this you'll see on page 2 of your Mar Makomos page. If you have page 2, you'll see the Ben Ish Chai on the top of the page. And first he talks about bar mitzvah celebrations. A boy reaches the age of 13 and his father makes a bracha. I think in the past we've spoken about this very strange bracha, Baruch Sheftarani Me'onshel Shalzeh. And he makes a suda. That's fine. Then he writes, the Yesh Noagim, this is all the way in the left top column, Yesh Noagim, Yesh Noagim, Lasos Bechal Shana Es Yom Hu Ledes Liyontiv. There are those who make have a custom to make a celebration year in and year out on their birthday, and they make it as a yontiv. V'Siman Yafahu, and it's a nice idea. V'Chein Noagim B'Batenu, and the Ben Ish Chai testifies that that was the midug in his family as he was brought up. And now the question is, what would the Ben Ish Chai say about the two arguments that we put forward, that the source and the root for this custom of Yom Huledet is really amongst the Ovdei Avodas Kochavim, as we saw in the Mishnah at the beginning of Avodah Zarah, and the argument that Noach lo liodom, we haven't seen any of the Gedolei Yisrael who would boast about their birthday. On the contrary, we have a certain ethical humility because we realize the challenge of birth and what comes after birth is so great. Now, you know that we're using the source material of olamot.net. And if you happen to know this, I think I mentioned in the past that the chief, the CEO of this organization called Olamot.net is Rabbi Tzvi Rechnitz. Rechnitz has another organization. They're both in LA. In any event, he has a sefer which is called Ratz Kitzvi. And he quotes it extensively here in page 8. And he writes that according to the Ben Ish Chai, and you'll find this not only in the Ben Ish Chai, but in its original form, you'll find in the Ben Yehoyada, which is the super commentary of the same author on Agadah, in the Masechta Brachos Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. And there's a diuk in the Gemara. The Gemara says the following. Hahu Yoma, this is Brachos Chav Ches Amud Beis. Hahu Yoma, Bar Timnei Sri Shani Hava. So on that day, he became 18 years old, the Yisrachishle Nisa, and on the day of his birthday, one of the Amoraim, he had a great miracle. Now, who was young and had this following great miracle? What happened? Nasalo Yudches Shuros Shel Saros Levonos Bezikno. He grew 18 rows of white hairs on his beard. Anybody know who we're referring to? Excellent. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah writes, Harei kiven shivim shana, he had a miracle, and that miracle occurred on his birthday. So the Ben Ish Chai says the following. It says, Hahu Yoma. Why the emphasis on Yoma? It could have said Ahu Zimna. But rather Ahu Yoma means the Yom Huledes of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Vilachain, because it was his birthday, Nasalones. He was able to be Matzliach. He took over the chairmanship of Klal Yisrael because he had this miracle. And what gave the power for the miracle to happen? Where does it lie? It lies in his birthday. Hitzliach lasos lo nes boso ayom, on that day, which is Yom Huledet, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And now we want to know, why did this miracle, which was of great significance in the life of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, why did it occur dafka on his birthday? The Ben Ish Chai is very cryptic here. He says that because it was his birthday, therefore, nasa lo nes, he had this miracle. Says the Ben Ish Chai in his Ben Yehoyada, Diyodua, Sheyom Haleida, Yiyah Mazel Shel Adam Chazak Bo Umutzlachas BeYoser. On a person's birthday, the Mazel, which is some sort of spiritual angel up in Elpin Shemayim, starts, you know, getting stronger and stronger on that birthday, giving man an extra impetus, an extra power, an extra force of chizuk and atzlocha. And therefore he adds the sentence, which is not going to be surprising to us because we saw already the Ben Ish Chai by the same author. He says, Al kein nagim shekol adam yase yom haleido liyantif liatzmo. And every person should establish the Yom HaLeda as a Yontif because the Mazel gives him strength, special chizuk and atzlacha on the day that he was born. And again, as we saw before, the Ben Ish Chai says, Yesh Mekomos Nogim Lasis B'chol Shana Suda B'yom Shenichnas Bo Adam L'Briso Shal Avraham Avinu. He says that there's also a minug in some circles to create a Suda on the calendar date that corresponds to the 8th day of his birth, or whenever he enters into the Bris. U'minug Yafahu V'arev Lima'od. I like this minug. Achlo Nogim Kein B'Seinu. But as far as the minhag on an annual basis to commemorate one's birthday with a celebration, that's the minhag that he saw in his own house. Wow, so this is a real change and a reversal of everything that we've said until now. And at some point or other, we have to address, in the name of the Ben Ish Chai at least, address the two arguments that were very, very negative about celebrating birthdays. By the way, you should know this idea of commemorating and celebrating the day of your bris on an annual basis was not only accepted in many circles, but it was actually a minhag of the Chasam Sofer. Interesting. Okay. Now, yesterday was Yat Kislev, was it not? You're looking at me like I fell from the moon.
Okay.
So I see that you guys are not into Lubavitch here. Okay. So I'm into Lubavitch because I'm seven generations. My father was seven generations Lubavitch. I'm eighth generation Lubavitch. And the Lubavitch Rebbe, the last Rebbe, who according to Lubavitch is maybe still blessing us, I don't know, but he says something amazing about a birthday. And he writes, and this insight of Lubavitch Rebbe is based on Yerushalmi and Masechta Rosh Hashanah, which refers to Milchemes Amalek. And Yerushalmi wants to understand in Masechta Rosh Hashanah what is the power of Amalek. And the Yerushalmi says Amalek Koshvim, which means Kishuf, Mechashvim. They are sorcerers. So what do they do in their sorcery? They gather together the troops, special hand-picked soldiers, and what are the qualifications of those soldiers? Biyom Ginusya Shalom, on their birthday. Now again, I can think of many ways of selling my birthday. I'm not sure the way I'd want to do it is get conscripted into the army. But you know what? When it comes to Amalek fighting against Klal Yisrael, for them it's a big bang. You know, this is a great simcha. Like the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, really enjoyed torturing the Jews and killing them. For them it was a pleasure. So how does a person get chosen for the Melchama by the Amalekim? He gets chosen because today is his birthday. And the Yerushalmi writes, Lo bimhera adam nofel biyom ginus yeshalo. A person will not fall, he will not, lose a battle on the day of his birthday. Sha'az, on his birthday, amazel sholeit bayom ahuvi ozer lo. So this is some sort of mystical idea that on a person's birthday, he gets like power from the birthday, from the mazel, call it a sar, call it a malach, or just call it a mazel, and he won't fall prey on such a great day. So the mazel is protecting him on his birthday. The Yerushalmi continues. Ma asa Moshe. Moshe knew that in that battle against Amalek, they were sending troops on their birthday. So Moshe, according to Yerushalmi, irbev es hamazolos. He was able to change the constellations. Shelo yishlot bayoma hu amazel shenolad bo, so that Amaleki would not be able to tap in to his mazel, because the mazel was changed. Hado d'chsiv, and this is what the pasuk in Chavakuk means when it says Shemash Yoreach Omad Zvula. So it means that on Yom Huledet, a person sort of re-experiences his birth in a new way. And it's like he's born a second time with an extra power. So he's more mishubach than he was a year ago. Now, honestly, before I finish what... I'm sorry, I'm interjecting. The Rebbe will hopefully forgive me. But on a personal level, I think that, a birthday could be like a Rosh Hashanah in a certain sense. You know, just like you start a new year, you want to energize yourself and take upon yourself new commitments with a certain hizchazkus, so too, in an individual level, every individual goes through his own personal Rosh Hashanah on his birthday. That's just on a psychological level from my perspective. But let's go back to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, Kishem Shebele Doso, Mekabel Chiyus, Al Yedei Amazel Shanolad Bo, just like on the day of his birth, he enters into this world with a certain chius, a certain a life force that flows from his mazel on that particular day of his birth. Gam b'yom holidoso, so too annually on that same day of his birthday, b'chol shana v'shana chozer v'nishne, hamshachas chiyuso mi mazel zeh. So that there's a new hamshachas chiyus, right? We said that on his birthday he gets his chiyus from this mazel of his original Yom Huledes, but on every year, because you know the time is like a spiral, it goes back to the same spiritual sanctity or power. So on the Yom Huledes, on every birthday, he goes back to his original birthday and he gets the same power, which is called hamshachas chiyus, from his mazel. And therefore, says the Rebbe, Al pizeh inyan hasimcha, the joy of a birthday, unesinas shevach vodoya, and to appreciate and recognize the great praise of God, and thanks God for my birthday, biyom holedes the kol echad miYisrael, hu lo rak biyachas lamaora shel haleida rishona, we're not just thanking God that he brought us into this world on that original first birthday, but moreover, our thanks and our praise to God relates to the new Leida, so to speak, the new Hizchazkus and Amshachas Chiyus from the Mazel on this particular day of one's birthday. B'yom Zeh Mamish. So it's not just that he's thanking Hashem for the original Leida, right? He's 100 years old. He's not just thanking Hashem that he was born 100 years ago. He's thanking Hashem because today I get this new Leida, so to speak, this new Hamshachas Chiyus with a Hizchazkus. And Choser v'shone hamshachas achius al yidei mazel zeh v'chol shana v'shana v'hamshachas achius hachadosh he al kol hashana kula. So the power that is vested in this day will now spin off and project me for the next 364 days. So mazel then is viewed as something that's ozer lo. It's something that helps a person. And if it's an ezer, it gives a person a gvura, a certain hisgabrus, in which he is able to gather together and garner his emotional and physical powers in order to project him forward towards achieving his goal, and that's the enterprise on an annual basis that begins on my personal day of creation. My meaning every one of us has to observe that day because it's the Yom Leida, and that same mazel of the original Yom Leida is now inherent in each Yom Huledet for the rest of his life, and on that day he can tap into the mazel and be mischazek with new powers of spiritual strength. And that's why when the Torah describes in Parashat Peshach the battle against Amalek, it says V'gavar Yisrael. V'gavar Yisrael is Miloshen Hisgabrus, to overcome. And we can only do that and succeed if we have Ezer, if we have a certain help, and that help comes mechanically, or shall we say, according to the spiritual physics of God's creation, through the mazel of Yom Huledes. That's going to be the way we get this Hiskabrus and the Gavar Yisrael. And now we have this source, which is the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah, which seems to explicitly endorse Yom Leidas HaAdam as a special day a day in which a person's mazel is sholet, a day in which he gets siyua, ezer, siyatin shmaya, from above. And it's not just that the Amalekim knew this secret, and therefore they chose as their soldiers those who are celebrating their birthday, but this is also true for Klal Yisrael, that we have, like the Amalekim, it's the only thing we have in common with them, the ability to tap in on our birthdays to that power and that force of the mazel of the original birthday. Now again, if we want to be argumentative, I'm not sure if the Rebbe's Raya from the Yerushalmi is absolutely convincing. It's possible that the Yerushalmi is talking about the Amalekim, and the Goyim, in fact, as we said before, might have a certain reason to celebrate their birthday. And as we said before, because the Noach Lo Lodom Shlo Nivra applies to a Jew, but the opposite applies to a guy, he only has seven mitzvahs. And add to boot the fact that the Yom Huledet is a Hisgavras HaMazel, so that the Goyim are under the influence of Mazalos, and certainly when you get to your personal Mazel, you have achieved a great moment, a crossroads in your life on an annual basis of the Chiyus and the Noach Lo Liyodom Shenivra. But we cannot draw any conclusions by analogy to Klal Yisrael, because it's very possible, it doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu chose for his Jewish soldiers, his Jewish army, those who are celebrating a birthday, that it doesn't say. But rather, Moshe Rabbeinu had to confuse the Mazalos, mix them all up, because of the Koach HaMazalos of Esav and his descendants. So that's Halach in Esav, that's Halach in Goyim, but it doesn't necessarily prove anything about Yisrael. So if you ask me at this point, is a birthday a good thing? We certainly think that celebrating birthdays is foreign, if you take the perspective of the Derech Sicha, if you take the perspective of the Tzanzer in Divrei Yitziv and the Munkach in his Milchas HaLazar, it's a negative thing. If you don't accept that, then you'll say, well, birthdays are great. Why are they great? Because that's the mazel on which you were born. No. Noach Liyodom Shelo Nivra Yosef Mishenivra. So therefore, birthdays remain something foreign and alien to Jewish thinking. Our humility brings us to say that we don't deserve, we haven't succeeded in justifying our birth and our existence in this world. You'll ask me the Kasha, the Yerushalmi says in Rosh Hashanah that the Amalekis were protected because they would choose those soldiers that were commemorating their birthday. The answer is, that's only as far as Goyim is concerned. With regard to Goyim, Enoch Inami, a birthday is a big deal, and they get protection from their mazel, and it's Hamshach HaSchius. The Rebbe wants to say the same operative mechanism works for Yisrael, and we too should be celebrating our birthday because it's a day of rebirth with Hamshach HaSchius Li'onam. But we're not sure. We really don't know for sure if that phenomenon that we saw with Amalek and the Yerushalmi about the Koach HaMazel on one's birthday to protect a person, whether that applies to a Jew as well. Now the Gemara at the end of Masechta Shabbos is very famous. It says, Ein Mazel be Yisrael. If the Amalekim commemorate the day of their birth because they link up with their mazel, that's because they are controlled by mazels. But we, the Jewish people, are not under the control of any mazel whatsoever. And if that be the case, then the celebration of a birthday, because of the linkage to the original mazel, although it could make sense with regard to Goyim, how are you going to make sense for Jews? You're going to say I'm linking up with my birthday? Is there such a thing as mazel? Ein mazel b'Yisrael. So I want to call to your attention Rashi in Masechta Shabbos at the very end of the Masechta. Rashi says, Ein mazel b'Yisrael, the al yedei tefillah uzchuyos mishtana mazol l'tova. Rashi seems to imply that there is mazel b'Yisrael. We are to some extent controlled by mazolos, just that we have the ability to change our mazel, l'tova, through tefillah, through other zchuyot. So it could be that even, as the Rebbe would say, and even a Jew is influenced l'tova by his mazel to be misgaber on all the challenges on the day of his birth. Now, at the beginning of the shiur, I quoted to you a sefer called Derech Sicha. Do you remember that?
No.
No? You forgot? Okay.
Yeah, I remember.
So I didn't tell you who authored the Derech Sicha. Does anybody know?
Reb Chaim.
Excellent. Reb Chaim Kanevsky. And Reb Chaim Kanevsky, in Derech Sicha in Parshas Vayeshev, says he was asked, should a person undergo a surgery, if he needs a surgical operation, on any particular day of the year? Give me an etzah, Reb Chaim. Tell me which day of the year, if I can schedule it in advance, should I schedule my nituach, my surgery? And the person who asked the question was wondering if he should push off his surgery to his birthday. Again, that's not the way you and I would normally celebrate a birthday, but if there's a mazel, a special mazel on one's birthday, then it makes sense to postpone or to get an appointment for a surgical operation on one's birthday. You know, this reminds me of the post-gim about the 9 days, whether or not you should push off a court case, you know, and then make sure it doesn't happen during the 9 days. Is that only against Goyim? Well, yeah, whatever it is. So listen to Reb Chaim's response. I mean, again, it's a whole piece, which you'll see on page 2. But we'll just give it the Utis Ashura, the bottom line. He says, Afal pi sheyesh mekar b'chazal. There is a source in Chazal, Shamazal Chazak b'yom zeh, that the mazel of a person is very strong and powerful on his birthday. But who be Yushalmi? And that was the Yushalmi about the Amaleki soldiers that were sent out on their birthday. Ach efshar dezeh rak bi'akum v'tzarech im. He says that this idea that the mazel protects you on your birthday could be applicable to Goyim. He's not sure if it applies to Jews. So here we have the Ben Ish Chai who's telling us that a person will be protected on his birthday, and therefore the birthday should be celebrated, and that's what they did in his household as he was brought up. And now we're coming to the conclusion that it's not even certain that the birthday is a good omen for a person that has any positive influence. It might just be amongst Goyim, but not amongst Yisrael. And that's the suffix of Reb Chaim Kanevsky. However, on the same page 2, you will notice a copy of a page from a kovetz called Ar Yisrael, which is published in Muncie. And the question that's raised against Reb Chaim Kanevsky is from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, who is the greatest, if not the greatest, one of the greatest Ashkenazic poskim of all time, wrote another sefer on Medrash. It's called the Zayis Ra'anan. And there, and you'll see this also on page 1, he quotes a maimer in the Yushalmi that says, Lo b'mehera Adam nofel biyom ginosia shelo. So it means a person hopefully will have long life. And not only that, he will not fall prey to any sort of temptation on his birthday. Says the Magen Avraham, v'yim tomar v'amrinim b'Rosh Hashanah b'tzadikim b'yom shenolad bohu meis, that the tzaddik will die on the very same day that he was born. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu memalei shnosav shel tzaddik. And now you're telling me that the day of one's birth is going to protect him, the mazel is going to protect him. And this is the kasha of the Magen Avraham. How could you say about a tzaddik that he will die on his birthday? So the Zayas Ranon of the Magen Avraham gives the following answer. He says that his gavrus hamazel biyom aleda nemar gam eitzel Yisrael v'lo rak begoyim. And he says that the concept of a tzaddik dying on his birthday, which is called Memali Shnosor, is a special tova for tzaddikim. It means that the fact that he died on his birthday is a gilui, reveals that he was Memali Shnosor. But if a person dies on any other day other than his birthday, then he dies shalom bizmano. It's very possible that he really should have lived, if he hadn't sinned, he would have lived a lot longer. And therefore, for him, let's go over the logic one more time. In the case of a tzaddik, it's memali shenosav. And that's going to prove that he wasn't taken away from this world prematurely. But in the case of other people, they won't die on their birthday. And the reason for that is because they are not in that great category of the tzaddik. And instead, the mazel will protect them. So it's very interesting. On a birthday, it's gan shayach that the tzaddik will die. But in the case of someone other than a tzaddik, the day of his birthday will protect him from death. Because in the case of a tzaddik, he'll die on his birthday to be mamali shnosav. But enoch hinami, if he wasn't a tzaddik, that day of his birthday is a day of protection. It's a day of a good mazel. We see clearly that the Magen Avraham understood that the Yerushalmi, in terms of the Amalekim and who they sent out to battle, is not limited to the Amalekim, but that's a metaphysical reality in God's world as He created it, that there's a special mazel tov on a person's birthday, and that applies to Jews as well as goyim. So I don't know, I see here on the bottom of page 2 on the left, a paragraph that he tries to reconcile the Magen Avraham with Reb Chaim Kanevsky, but I don't understand how he does it. So if you have a minute to read that last paragraph on page 2 and tell me what you think pshat is, I would appreciate it. But let me just end, because I know it's the time is left. I just want to mention a few things. First of all, we have a machlokas haposkim, which you'll see here on pages 5 and 6, between the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim about whether or not it's appropriate to celebrate a birthday, where the Lahoras Nosson representing the Ashkenazim, he's the Henhancho of the Agud in Bnei Brak, he writes that Yom Oledes Yesh Bo Isur B'chukosem Lo Telechu, and you have the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, the Sephardic chief rabbi of Chaim Dovid Alevi, and he says, Ra, 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 we've got to celebrate our birthday. And guess what? There is even a possibility, which I didn't get a chance to discuss with you, that on a person's birthday, he should recite Shechiyonu. Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'gyonu l'zman hazeh, that God gave me this day, which is endowed with a mazel tov, that'll project me with chizuk and his oros for the year to come, and therefore I want to take on new commitments. I have to recite Shechiyanu on a birthday. Do you see how far we've gotten? From B'chukosem lo telechu, we are now going to Shechiyanu. And the Sephardic poskim will tell you to wear a beged chadash on your birthday. Now, this is a source for buying a person a birthday gift. So that he can make a Shechiyanu on the beged chadash and have in mind that it's his birthday. Okay, then Rav Osser, we'll stop here because
leadership is birthdays, and is it what's going on there?
Yeah. So again, if you're talking about a birthday as mazel, then it's got to be a Yiddish birthday. It's got to be what we call your Hebrew birthday because that's the mazel.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. I heard. No, I'm asking because I heard that you should give a bracha to somebody on a Yiddish birthday, but then I heard also for my English birthday I can do it as well. But not the same way, but, you know.
Right, it's a different kind of concept. On your secular birthday, you are giving a person or you're receiving a bracha, that's very nice, but that's not what we're talking about here. If with a capital I and a capital F, there is any significance to a birthday, based on the fact that this is the mazel of your Yom Leda, which gives you chizuk, and gives you a new amshachas chiyus, as Lubavitcher Rebbe calls it, then we're talking about your Hebrew birthday. We're talking about, you know, your lunar calendar birthday.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
All right. I'm going to stop here because I got to run out to Meiriv. I don't know where you are. You're probably ready for Mincha.
We just have chakras.
Oh, you just have chakras. You're not even ready for Mincha yet, and I got to run to Meiriv. All right. All the best to you. Next week. I don't know. You'll have to tell me. If it works out for you, it's Hanukkah. For me, it's close to near Hanukkah. I could probably fit it in, but just let me know what you want to do. Okay, then? Thank you so much.